usually did. Now, there's an old Methodist preacher used to live down here just below me where Jesse Henson's living now. Jesse's older than I am. Mm-hmm. And he's an old Methodist preacher. Mm-hmm. And he lost his wife when him and her had 7 children. Well, there's a sort of booth down there. Mm-hmm. And he died and left his wife. Mm-hmm. And she had 7 children. Mm-hmm. Well, this man and his wife died and had 7 children. This other old widow woman, she had 7. They married.
Mm-hmm. God.
And then they had 7 of their own, so there's 21 in that family.
Wow. That was a big family.
I don't remember ever seeing the old preacher, but I do remember when his wife died. Uh-huh. They're buried in the Antioch Cemetery, one of the oldest churches in the county, way down here right side of Surveyor's Creek. Mm-hmm. Both buried down in that cemetery.
Do any of your children live around this area still, or did they move away?
Yeah, my son lives right over here on the same piece of land I'm on. He works in town. Mm-hmm. Him and his wife both. Mm-hmm. He's works for the propane gas people that long ago.
Mm-hmm. About how old is he?
He'd be 48 November.
Is he pretty busy all the time? Would he have any time to talk with somebody?
Well, he's not that busy. It's a small place. It's really good. It's the name of the place. It's just one block off the highway as you go to town. Mm-hmm. When you get along there about where that cafe is. Mm-hmm. You turn, just after you pass the cafe, you can turn in just above it. Go, mm-hmm. go one block and turn left about a half a block. The old building, where there used to be, it'd be right in that corner, but he's right across over there in the new building. Mm-hmm. Right in that other corner there. Would it be?
Will he be?
Would it be?
Would it be?
And that Mr. he's a lawyer mm-hmm. that used to own that business. It's leased out now. Mm-hmm. But he's our one of the better big farmers is in the county, and it's down below us. Me down here, he's got a big farm down there.
Is he the fellow that's growing that corn?
Yeah.
That
Iverson's got? That's
yeah.
the man.
That was some pretty good looking corn.
It was a good corn. He used to be in the gasoline business. Mm-hmm. And he got into that propane business, and my son started working with him whenever he was in the gasoline business, and mm-hmm. worked with him until he leased out, and then he went with the other company. Mm-hmm. And the boy used to work down there with him a good bit on that farm. Mm-hmm.
Does your son work most of the day, or could I get a hold of him at night, or?
Well, he's in and out of that office all during the day. He don't ever stay out too long at a time, but mm-hmm. he goes out and in. He's got a secretary in there all the time. Mm-hmm. He's a manager, but he still works on the outside too.
Mm-hmm. What's his name if I...
W.J.
W.J. I might go down and see if he has some time. If he's pretty busy, I don't want to bother him. might have some time. Do you know of anybody else that might be, say, over 70 around here? Let's see that.
Not right here close to me, I don't believe. But now around Homerville up there, there's a good many men mm-hmm. around that age, I see. Just trying to think of one. Be good for you to talk to.
Make somebody.
This man D. Whittaby, he's a lawyer and he's in court in Waycross this week. Mm-hmm. He's the one who'll shoot you a line if you can get a hold of him. He's a big talker. Uh-huh. He's been in the legislature, he's been in the old five. Mm-hmm. A good bit of experience. Mm-hmm. And he's made what he's got, it weren't given to him. He's mm-hmm. a legitimate child to start with.
Yeah.
He's been given to him, he's made what he's got. Mm-hmm. Okay. People don't look at that now like they used to.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Dan's about my age. His wife's a lot younger than he is, and he claims to be a little younger than I am, but we're about to say that.